South Australia's Osborne Shipyard will receive a $3.9 billion down payment as the state becomes home to the AUKUS submarine construction site. The announcement was made last month by Prime Minister Anthony Albanese alongside SA Premier Peter Malinauskas as part of a $30 billion federal commitment to build submarines in Adelaide over coming decades. The Premier said the project will boost the state for generations, but for some, the deal raises significant doubt. Alan Bem, advisor of International and Security Affairs Program at the Australian Institute, says submarines are important for the Australian Defence Force, but remains cautious.
Australia needs submarines. I mean, we can't really operate a defence force that can do all of the things that it's required to defend Australia without submarines within that capability. So, first point, submarines are necessary. But the second issue is whether or not nuclear-powered submarines at this point of our capability development are really a good idea. Is it a good idea then to try to produce them in Australia? There's a lot to do in realising that ambition, not least of all, given that the Americans themselves can't produce submarines at fast enough a rate to be able to meet their own needs, far less support ours. So there are some big obstacles in our achieving the ambition that we've got to acquire nuclear-powered submarines.
What have the government's and opposition expectations for this project been like?
Neither the current opposition, which was, of course, the government at the time it was announced, and the current government have really put out an extensive explanation of what it's all about. Why are we getting them? What are they intended to do? Are we simply going to be an adjunct to the United States submarine force? Are we going to be independent? Are we going to be able not only to build but to certify these things? What are we going to do about buying reactors? All of that is up in the air. And then, of course, nobody has said a word about what happens to waste management, particularly nuclear waste management, coming from these submarines. And I think that members of the community really do want to know, is the waste going to be retained in Australia? If it is, what are we going to do with it? Where are we going to store it? And how safe will it be? So, as I say, there's a lot up in the air at the moment, and neither the current opposition nor the current government have ever landed any of that.
Meanwhile, the Greens have pledged to axe state government support for the AUKUS nuclear submarine program, cancel the planned training academy, and launch an inquiry into the state's involvement in the next term of parliament. South Australian Greens leader Robert Sims says the AUKUS deal raises several concerns, particularly as South Australians face increasing cost of living pressures.
I don't think the AUKUS deal is a good deal for South Australia. The Greens have been clear that we support a national defence policy and developing our defence capability here. But what AUKUS does is it outsources sovereignty over our defence to the United States, and I don't think they're a reliable partner. And indeed, what we've seen over the last week and the terrible events that are unfolding in the Middle East, where the Trump regime has just totally disregarded international law, is another reminder around why we should be very wary of hitching ourselves to that wagon. I also don't think it makes good economic sense. I mean, the Prime Minister was in South Australia a few weeks ago now, threw $30 billion at AUKUS and the submarine build here in South Australia. That's money that could be used to create long-term jobs in renewables, in making trains and trams here. It could build a lot of public housing in the middle of a housing crisis. So I think it represents warped priorities as well.
There's been a lot of information on the AUKUS deal in terms of jobs and economic benefits. But one thing I don't believe has been covered is waste management, in particular nuclear waste. Has this been discussed at all by the government or opposition?
Well, I think that's an issue that the Greens have been very concerned about. It does potentially jeopardise South Australia's reputation as a clean green state. We've always been nuclear free here in South Australia, and I think what's been proposed here really does undermine that, and that's of concern. We know also when you're dealing with nuclear waste, the two major parties, Labor and Liberals, have a habit of just dumping this waste onto regional communities that don't want it. And we don't want to see that happen either. So there's lots of questions here around AUKUS. And in terms of the point you make about jobs, the reality is $30 billion, you could create a lot of employment in other industries.
And from your campaigning, what has the community response been like to the AUKUS deal in SA?
I think people are very concerned about it, and those concerns have heightened over the last week with what's playing out over in the Middle East. But I think also people just regard it as being a waste of money. I mean, I mentioned the $30 billion that's been injected into South Australia just over the last week, but let's not forget, this is a project that's costing over $200 billion at a national level over a long period of time. That is so much money, and really the sky's the limit in terms of what we could achieve in terms of transformation of our society with that investment.
South Australian Greens leader Robert Sims there, ending that story with The Wire's Sam Giorgio.